The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we talk about success of a society, it's not the material aspects. It is all everything to do with how we treat one another. One of the issues related with this gun violence that we see in the United States of America is tied with this idea of freedom to bear arms. This is the Second Amendment in the Constitution of the United States of America, which basically protects the right to keep and bear arms. And this is something which was ratified in December 1791. And this is where even the gun lobby basically uses that this is our constitutional right to do this. It is the issue of this freedom that I would like to talk about, because freedom of whatever you want to do can never ever be absolute. More so when it's going to have an impact and affect the lives of others. Even the Second Amendment and the rationale behind it limits it to the issue of, you know, the right to bear arms, to defend yourself and your property, not to go and inflict, you know, harm on others, especially if it is based on hatred towards a race and a people of faith. Sometimes this idea of, you know, freedom reaches to very ridiculous levels. Even if you look at this debate going on in the United States of America in the courts about the issue of abortion, this whole notion of freedom on a personal level comes up. It becomes the front and center of the debate. The famous slogan used by the feminist movement is that my body, my business. Nobody has a right to say what I can do, what I cannot do. They're talking about abortion. And this is where we have to realize that, you know, from the Islamic perspective, and I'm not even talking about the issue of abortion, that's a subject by itself, maybe it's for some other time. But this slogan doesn't work with us. My body is Allah's business. It's not my business. This is an amanat. A trust has been given to me, and I am in this dunya for test and trial, and one of the issues is to see how I conduct myself, even as far as what my body is concerned. And so to say that my body, my business, doesn't go with the Islamic teachings. Unfortunately, there are some Muslims, even among the intellectuals and scholars, who have been influenced by this, and very quickly they say, well, look at the Quran. The famous passage in the Quran, which is known as Ayatul Kursi, Surah Baqarah, ayat number 256. They recite that quickly. They say, hey, Quran says, La ikraha fi al-deen. There is no compulsion or force in religion. And this, among Muslims, becomes, you know, an ayat used very frequently when they talk about this issue of hijab, or sexual orientation. That, oh, nobody can say anything to anyone. You know, this is la ikraha fi al-deen. There is no force. What these Muslims conveniently ignore is the context of this ayat in Ayatul Kursi. La ikraha fi al-deen, there is no compulsion in religion, doesn't talk about the practical issues. It is talking about the issue of coming into the fold of Islam Islam very clearly says you cannot force others to become Muslims. If you force others to become Muslims, you are not increasing the number of Muslims, you are actually increasing the numbers of hypocrites and munafiqeen. You force them to come into Islam, but in their heart, you know, kufr is still there. And the context is very clear. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La ikraha fi al-deen, there is no compulsion in accepting Islam. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. Look at the sentence after that. Because rushd and ghay, opposites, the right path and the wrong path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ. The two parts are distinct. I have given the guidance, I have sent the prophets, I have sent the revealed scriptures. Read there and you will know what is right and what is wrong. And so the conversion to Islam, accepting Islam, cannot be done on ikrah and compulsion. But it doesn't mean once you become a Muslim, you have a choice. Today, I don't feel like it, so I'm not going to do namaz. You have to do that. It is wajib. You know, there is no freedom there. Once you become a Muslim, remember even the word Muslim itself. Everybody knows. It means to submit. To submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by, you know, following his teachings. This ayat, la ikraha fi al-deen, to understand it in a proper context, you have to look at other ayat. This ayat is talking about coming into Islam. Once you come into Islam, what happens? You go to Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33, ayat 36. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنًا إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخَيْرَ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. Very clear that a believer man and a believer woman, it does not behove of them that they should have any khayra, ikhtiyar, choice, in a matter in which Allah and His Rasul have already decided. So if something is already decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or by the Rasul in his sunnah, as explained by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, then the mu'min or a mu'mina, interestingly here Allah, you know, out of the way he goes sometimes, includes both genders here, the mu'min and a mu'mina both. They do not have any khiyara. They don't have any choice. وَمَنْ يَعْسِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ظَلَّ ظَلَالًا مُبِينًا. And whoever disobeyed Allah and His Messenger, they have indeed gone away from the right path. And so remember, when we talk about Islam, you know, yes, there is freedom, but there are limitations to that. Islam can be summarized by this struggle to surrender. We have to every day struggle and do this jihad against our own desires. Every day, every moment, every environment, every situation that we find ourselves. And that is actually the summary of what it means to be a Muslim in this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the wisdom to understand what is Islam and what does it mean to be truly a Muslim.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.